Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Yesterday, we began talking about how to guard your child's spirit. And in reference to this subject, I wanted to bring up the fact that tomorrow in this country, in the United States, is celebrated a holiday of sorts that is called Halloween. And we know that Halloween's images and imagery that is portrayed in the media and in storefronts and everywhere you turn as this day approaches in the United States, we see the images of Satan's realm, of the kingdom of darkness, of death and of destruction, images of fearful and scary things. God's realm is not the realm of fear. Satan is the author of fear. As we know from John 10:10, Jesus said that the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. We understand that part of his thievery is to try to steal your joy in life, try to steal your peace of mind. It's not God's intention for the people of God to walk around under a spirit of fear. And yet, the images of fearful things that are put in front of the eyes of children and people everywhere in this country certainly intend to engender that spirit of fear. How do you guard your child's spirit, and how do you guard your own spirit from allowing a spirit of fear to enter in and to get a hold of you? How do you raise a child without a spirit of fear? As I mentioned yesterday, the main areas where a spirit of fear will try to enter in or how it can gain access involves both the eye gate and the ear gate. Two places, your eyes, the place where you take in visual images, and your ears, where you hear auditory input, allows things to come into the human spirit. And God gave every person a spirit, a human spirit. We were made in the image of God, who is a spirit. But as we have been warned by Jesus in Mark chapter 4, verse 24, be careful what you hear. He's referencing the importance of what we take in through our ear gate or through our auditory capacity. And then in Psalm 101, verse 3, we see that King David had gotten some insight by the time he wrote this 101st Psalm. And he said in verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. He had some understanding or revelation that the eye gate would allow things to come into his very life, his very heart or spirit, that would be very detrimental to him if he had allowed wicked things to come before his eyes. We live in a day when the amount of visual imagery that is presented through the television, through movies, through printed media, through the internet have increased the opportunity for unclean or perverse or wicked or fear-inducing images to have an opportunity to come into the human spirit. So it is very, very important if you intend to guard your child's spirit, if you intend to guard your own human spirit, that you be very vigilant in what you allow through the eye gate and through the ear gate. And as well, we need to guard what we allow ourselves to even discuss or talk about. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, the scripture reads, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. A lot of people seem to get some sort of bizarre or perverse pleasure out of discussing the latest crime that's been reported in the media in all its gory details, especially if it involved gross, murderous types of activities or torture of people. Discussion of those sorts of things, the scripture tells us, is shameful. It is shameful to even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. And the previous verse says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. It's literally having fellowship with darkness when you engage in conversation about these types of things, or when you allow it to come in front of your eyes or into your ears. So I would say to you, in order to guard your spirit and your child's spirit, you must be a most vigilant guardian of the eye gate and the ear gate. And you need to teach your children that we don't allow in our family to look at things that are wicked. It is not good for us. It is harmful. It's hurtful to us. And we will not do that. And so you teach your child to guard their own spirit. And let me say this, many people in our country are tormented with fearful thoughts. They are often tormented with nightmares. Fearful nightmares where they are being chased or they are being attacked or in some way harmed. Where did such things come from? Where do such ideas or dreams, where does the inspiration for these things come from? I would dare say to you that allowing through the eye gate and the ear gate and even through your own speech, talking about such matters is an open door to the enemy of your soul, Satan himself, to introduce thoughts of fear. And I say this with great emphasis because I believe that it is Satan's definite plot against every human being to bring them into the bondage of fear. Fear immobilizes people. Fear causes people to be unable to make decisions, unable to move forward. It causes them to be robbed of what God would have for them in their life because they're bound under a spirit of fear. In order to avoid this, you must be vigilant against this spirit of fear and all of its attempts to gain access into your life and into your child's life. It is not a surprise to me at all the number of people who are bound in fear, as well as the number of people who are tormented by nightmares of a fearful nature. Because of the increased amount of fearful images that are portrayed, especially in movies and television programs, it is easy to understand where that influence is coming from. We are warned by the Apostle Paul that we are not to allow the devil a foothold in our lives. And that epistle was written to believers. Paul would never have said not to let the devil get a foothold if the devil could not get a foothold in a Christian's life. I would say to you, the only foothold that Satan can get in your life is the one you allow him to have. Don't let him, the scripture says, get a foothold. We let him or we allow him when we come into agreement with, or you could say fellowship with, the unfruitful works of darkness. You may say to me, but I don't agree with fear and I don't agree with terror or any of these things. I'm in no agreement with any of it. But the reality is anything you have allowed into your eye gate, your ear gate, into your home, into your speech that has to do with these things is giving him an open door or access or a foothold into your life. Let me remind you of the story that we find in the book of Joshua, chapter 7. A most amazing thing occurred. In the previous chapter, Joshua and the children of Israel had just had a magnificent victory over the city of Jericho. Being quite obedient to God, marching around for 7 days, and then shouting, the walls came tumbling down, and they had a perfect victory over their enemies. Well, the very next thing that happened was they went to take a small little city nearby. They were going to conquer this one, and they immediately lost the battle and ran for their lives, losing many of their soldiers. Joshua was absolutely astounded. He didn't understand why God did not help him win that battle, and he went to the Lord about it. And the Lord gave him a very stern word, and he said to Joshua, Israel has sinned, and they have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have taken some of the accursed things. Let me just make a comment here. the accursed things. That word accursed means things devoted to destruction. The Lord was referring to things that were in the city of Jericho that he had told the children of Israel through Joshua, don't touch any of those things. They are devoted to destruction. I want to destroy it all. It's dedicated to the kingdom of darkness, and I'm going to destroy it, and I want you to just burn the place down. Just get rid of everything. Don't have anything to do with it. But instead, one of the children of Israel saw some of these items and wanted them, coveted them, took them into his own tent, hid them under his tent. And the result was disastrous. The Lord goes on to say in Joshua chapter 7, verse 13, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Let me give it to you in our own setting. You and I cannot stand before the enemy of our soul, Satan, even as Christians, even with the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus as weapons, if we have allowed the accursed thing in our midst, if we have had fellowship agreement with anything that belongs to the kingdom of darkness. You may have allowed magazines in your house that have full page ads for Halloween type items, scary things, pictures of ghoulish and ghostly portrayals, costume ads and the like. All of that belongs to that kingdom of darkness and in God's sight is accursed by God. The Lord says we can't stand in the presence of our enemies. We'll never be able to have victory over the enemy, over nightmares, over fearful thoughts if we've allowed some of the accursed things into our homes. Be vigilant. If you want to guard your child's spirit, you have to be very vigilant about what you allow in your house, what you allow them to see, what you allow them to hear, and what you allow them to say, as well as yourself. Be vigilant. Make sure you don't have those things in your home. You don't become a partaker of the unfruitful deeds of darkness. That's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you to continue to be vigilant in guarding your spirit and the spirit of your children, and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.